Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
It's time to play a little game called Spot the Truth. I'll describe some amazing inventions, and you decide which really exist and which are fake. First up, a set of earrings that are mini bug zappers. Small blue cages that glow, you just hang them from your ears. Real or fake? Sorry if you've always wanted one, but they're fake. You can't walk around with tiny bug zappers dangling from your ears. Not yet, anyway. Here are two more. One is true. You guess. First invention, a group shaving machine. That's right. It can shave up to a dozen men all at once. According to the developer, this barbershop accessory can shave a group with expedition, ease, and safety. Fake or true? Here's the second one. A cell phone shaver combo. Yes, your friend's new iPhone 67 may have a great camera, but does it have a high-speed three-blade razor on the back? On the way to a date or an important meeting? Oh, you'll need this. No problem. Just click the app and you'll be shaved in the nick of time. Which is true? The group groomer or the screen shaver? The group shaving machine was invented in the 19th century. This machine could shave a dozen men at once. It came within a whisker of success, but could not alter its movements according to face shape, which is not exactly comforting when a razor is nearing your chinny chin chin. So the fake is the screen shaver. Someone should work on one, though, don't you think? Here are two more. Which invention is real? Is it the cat meow machine? A mechanical cat meowing device made in Japan that meows 10 times a minute, its eyes lighting up each time? The idea came from the need to scare rats and mice. Imagine one in your bedroom. Help! Is the cat meow true, is it? Or is this invention real? A shower head that doubles as a salad washer. Why didn't I think of that? Makes perfect sense. Life is busy. Let's multitask. Just slice and dice the veggies, place them into a screened basket, which easily screws onto any ordinary shower head. Climb in, turn on the water, enjoy that shower even more, knowing the salad will be washed, tossed, and done when you are. Plus, you'll conserve energy and possibly save the planet. Is the real invention the salad soaker or the meow machine? It is the meow machine. A little story for you. You've heard of the Hubble telescope. Talk about an invention. Each day it pokes further into space, sending back astounding images, revealing more glimpses of the awesomeness of God. The co-inventor of the electronic eye behind that camera was Canadian physicist and Nobel Prize winner Willard Boyle. While he was camera shopping in Halifax, Nova Scotia, a salesman explained a digital camera to him, then stopped, knowing it was too complex for Boyle to comprehend. Boyle smiled and said, "No need to explain. I invented it." I laugh partly because lately I find myself tempted to despair, offering God brilliant suggestions on how my life should work, forgetting that He, the creator of an infinite universe, invented finite me. Psalm 139 says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made." We are made in His image. He loves us, and by grace through faith, we can come to Him, be redeemed and transformed, and live forever with Him. For now, He knows what's best for us and that the best is yet to come. The inventor of it all promises to never let us out of His sight.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper: encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.